The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Second hour of the show. So good to have you along as we rock and roll here on your Saturday morning, Denver's only live local conservative call-in radio show, with phone lines open at 303-696-1971, 696-1971. The website, the 538, Nate Silver's election prediction website, is now saying Republicans have a 2-3 chance of keeping control versus the 1-3 chance of the Democrats taking the Senate over. That is a big change, a big upgrade. That is in line with several other prognosticators. And, you know, after the shellacking that all of these prognosticators took in 2016, right up until the day of the election, when the New York Times had Hillary at a, what, 78%, 80% chance of becoming president, they were still buying into it. While people like our very own Gerard Lemuro, thanks, Adam Walker's like, man, can you never get him right? We're very confidently saying, based on enthusiasm, based on computer modeling of hundreds of important factors, and an excellent, excellent track record in the past, he was standing firm in his 500 annual media interviews a year, that Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States. And as we get closer, now 52 days away from the election, he stands strong that Republicans are going to pick up seats in the House. And now even Nate Silver's 538 and some other prognosticators out there are saying that the Republicans have the highest likelihood of hanging on to the Senate as the so-called blue wave continues to shrink to a trickle. How will that play out here in Colorado? Hard to say. The independents are the ones who are up for grabs. Who is going to grab their enthusiasm to get out the vote? Anil Mathai, the chairman, the king of Adams County, the chairman of the Adams County Republican Party, called in earlier in the show and pointed out that there was a pittance of Republicans that played in the primary that actually took advantage of their mailed ballots and sent them back. And that is something we simply cannot have. But it's the independents who will decide these races. Are the independents going to be looking for tax increases, for massive restrictions on this amazing energy economy that Colorado has put together with safe, clean fracking? This hurricane, Florence, the Washington Post took advantage of to say that Donald Trump is complicit as he rolls back his regulations. Now he's after methane. Methane gas regulations are being rolled back. Do you know what the worst creator of methane gas is? It's cows. It's what comes up out of the backside of cows. How are you going to regulate that? United States has reduced its emissions by, what was the number I saw, 40%? The largest reduction in emissions in the most vibrant economy in the world happened right here. Technology is making that happen. People choosing what products to use, what products to buy, not the government controlling, regulating, squeezing more money out of your pocketbook for their schemes, for their efforts to take control of just so many aspects of your life. Jared Polis, universal health care, paid for daycare. We want your kids in school from preschool on. We want access to their minds. That's what it's all about for the left. They lie to you over and over and over. Now, I'm not Jewish, and I'm not particularly knowledgeable in this area. But when Eric Trump was doing his interview, I think it was with Sean Hannity, and he was talking about Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, More Unnamed Sources in the White House. Don't you love how all this stuff, the timing of all of these unnamed sources, the New York Times Trump Insider editorial, we're here, we're the resistance is inside the Trump administration. And this book by Bob Woodward with all of these different unnamed sources. You can make up anything you want. Our unnamed sources, but people that I trust, people who are actually inside the White House, people who are around this administration, say this president is loving being president. He is loving what he is accomplishing. He loves going to these rallies where 20,000 people turn out and celebrate putting America first for the first time in decades in this country. He's loving it all. So Eric Trump, doing an interview, I think it was with Sean Hannity, and he says that Bob Woodward wrote the book to make some extra shekels. Now, I assume the reason that there's such an outrage is Bob Woodward must be Jewish. I don't even know, but that's the logical assumption. But Eric Trump's use of the word shekels, a liberal poster on Facebook, someone I know well, posted a link to this story with just this comment. Wow. Wow, he said. And I responded, and there were a bunch of people that responded to this one, and I wrote and I said, gasp, please say it isn't true. He didn't use the word shekels. Please say it isn't true. And the poster wrote back, are you really going to defend his deliberate choice to use that word? Can you think of any reason for his doing so in that context which would make his choice of words appropriate and not offensive? Because he used the word shekels, which is a measure of monetary value, right? So I wrote back and I said, no, of course not. In response to the question, are you really going to defend his deliberate choice to use that word? My response was, no, of course not. I'm calling for the immediate removal of our embassy from Jerusalem, for Bibi Netanyahu to cut off all relations with the current U.S. president, and for Eric Trump to legally change his name and admit that his relationship to the president is purely, coincidentally, and accidentally the result of his birth. And then I got serious and said, meanwhile, while you guys, the left, agonize over a benign unit of measurement for money, I'm going to focus on, work toward, and look forward to kicking all of your asses in November. Again, just like we did during the entire Barack Hussein Obama administration. And of course, what I was referring to there was the 1,000-plus legislative seats all across the country, local, statewide, national, that flipped to Republican during Barack Obama's administration. These guys got nothing. Using the word shekels now becomes a national story and a national event. I just love it. I just love it. 303-696-1971. People are wondering, why is Trump waiting to declassify some of these FISA memos? The stories are that this knowledge, this information will be devastating to the left. I've been predicting for some time. Donald Trump knows what's in these things. He knows that there's an election coming up now, 52 days away. And I'm wondering what he's waiting for. And I've speculated when it was before Labor Day, nobody's paying attention to the elections, vast majority of the country focusing on wrapping up their summer, getting their kids back into school, picking up the school supplies and the fall clothing and just all that stuff. Nobody starts paying attention until now. And so it made sense to me that Trump would wait until now to release that information. And so now We're here. We're 52, 7 days, 7 weeks and 3 days away from the election. And where are the goodies? I think it was Rush Limbaugh that was speculating that maybe Donald Trump knows how damaging this is going to be to certain Democrats. And by not releasing it, he feels like he's got some leverage over him. Maybe he's waiting till it gets closer to the election. I don't know. And I hope that it is a concerted strategy that proves to be effective, designed to win these midterms and keep the Trump agenda rocking and rolling forward. I hope that's the case because it's so, so very important. And he's got the power to do it. And the American people, regardless of the politics, regardless of who it helps and who it hurts, the American people are entitled to know what was used to start this witch hunt. Russia collusion. All of these convictions, including the latest plea bargain by Paul Manafort, had nothing to do with Russian collusion or the Trump administration. Absolutely nothing. I know we got callers. We'll get to them in just a second. Wanted to share this story with you very, very quickly. Brand new federal prosecutors are weighing criminal charges against former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig. What kind of parents would name their kid Greg if their last name is Craig? Hi, this is our son, Greg Craig. I mean, come on, man. Be a little more creative. Greg Craig, former Obama White House counsel, part of an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent in a probe that's linked to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, according to sources familiar with this matter. So I wonder how much coverage that's going to get. Ooh, an Obama White House lawyer is caught up in the Paul Manafort schemes to defraud the American people and not pay taxes and not register as a foreign agent. Will we hear about the Obama lawyer? Probably not. Now I know he's not president. And I know that they love to say Trump campaign chairman. Paul Manafort was appointed to that role for one thing and one thing only. It was to manage the Republican National Convention for a few weeks. He did it, and then he was let go. That was his association and affiliation with the Trump campaign. He was hired because he had proven in the past he was very, very good at that. The media will not let it go. Will not let it go. But a former Obama White House counsel, Greg Craig, not making that up. Greg Craig, part of an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent. Ooh, apparently they do that on the left as well. 714, I'm Randy Corcoran. So good to have you along. Line open at 303-696-1971. Let's check in with Paul in Greeley. Paul, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for taking my call. I've got 2 points. The first one, when you were talking about people getting upset about shekels, I guess I'm part of the uneducated, unwashed masses. But is that what the Israelis call their money, shekels? How does that, I just don't see the tie-in.
Yeah, I think that it is a unit of money measurement, period. Here it is, right straight from that leftist organization known as Wikipedia. Shekel is any of several ancient units of weight or of currency. So it's a measurement.
Okay. Well, I guess that's my one thing that I've learned new today. Mm-hmm. And my second point is, I know people are going to really get mad about this, but Polis is supposedly an openly gay politician. I'm waiting for his ad where he walks the fence line in his work shirt saying he loves to protect Colorado's environment and then sitting before the fireplace with his 2 kids and his loving husband. Why hasn't he run those ads? Is that not a selling point out in northeastern Colorado?
It's really a great point that you make, Paul. Why can't people be honest about who they are?
Well, he's hiding it pretty good. I had some relatives come in from Yuma, and we were talking politics, And I mentioned that, and they were stunned. They didn't even know that. I don't know if it makes any difference on how they're going to vote. And one last thing, I am an independent voter. I'm not registered in any party. But I'll tell you what, Trump has really lit my fire. I just love the guy.
Yeah, and, you know, these are not people who are going to answer the pollsters when they call. Some people are embarrassed or afraid to admit just how satisfied they are with what this president is doing. And so, you know, as the polls, as we get closer to the election and the polls continue to say blue wave, just smile knowingly to yourself. Make sure you and your friends and your kids get out and vote. And vote to keep this massive economic improvement, the strengthening of our military, the celebration of the greatness of America continuing past November the 6th.
Well, I am. I'm really beating the drum for him. And I've got 6 kids, 10 grandkids, and
wow,
2 great-grandkids. And I keep telling them, if you want to maintain your lifestyle out here in northeastern Colorado, you better start thinking about who you're voting for. My son's an engineer on the railroad. They're so busy, and they're hauling oil and coal out of Wyoming. And he just goes 7 days straight, 12 hours a day, and then takes off 3 days. And they're loving it. They were laying people off before then.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. More jobs than there are people to do them right now in the good old U.S. of A. And Obama said that Donald Trump would have to wave a magic wand to make that happen. It really wasn't so hard, was it?
Well, I guess he waved his magic wand then. You have a good day,
Paul, sir. Paul, thanks so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Paul's line is open, 303-696-1971. And you'll be glad to know that Bob Woodward is not taking it lying down. The veteran journalist told CNN's Anderson Cooper, "I just hope no one would talk like that, frankly. I just hope that no one would talk like that, frankly." Here are a couple of quotes from Eric Trump. And this was on, maybe it was on Fox and Friends. I think I also heard him say something like this on a Hannity interview. But regardless, Eric Trump attacked the Democrats. He said, quote, "Anti-law enforcement, high taxes, and elimination of plastic straws is not a message that will win in November." And then he went on and dismissed the Woodward book as, quote, "sensational nonsense that Woodward wrote to, quote, make 3 extra shekels. Oh, gasp. And so the left, including my leftist friend on Facebook, posted a link to that story and said, "Wow, wow." And I just weighed in and I said, "Oh my goodness, you know, pull the embassy out of Israel, out of Jerusalem, and cut off ties with your own son, Mr. President. We can't have that because Bob Woodward says, I just hope no one would talk like that, frankly." They used the word shekel. Everything is so offensive to the left. Folks, if you go to the men's section at Walmart, they sell men's underwear. Put some on. Wear it proudly. Step up. Don't be so quick to be offended. Don't be so quick to be hurt. Get over yourselves. People can use, even if the word was misused, but how is it racist? How is it wrong? How is it offensive, as Bob Woodward would like to say, to use the word shekels? And so, Adam, just come on the air. You just looked this up? Adam Walker?
Yeah, I looked it up, and Bob Woodward isn't even Jewish.
So what's the big deal? What? I mean, there's a whole lot of Jews in the Donald Trump family. So maybe they was just being homey, down homey. Now, President Trump this morning, surprisingly, has not tweeted. We haven't been able to use the sounder. Yeah, no, we didn't get to use that yet this morning. But his last tweet last night, about 10 hours ago, when President Obama said that he has been to, quote, 57 states. You remember that? Why were the Republicans not using all of those Obama gaffes when they had a chance at him? When Obama said he's been to 57 states, very little mention in the fake news media. Can you imagine if I had said that? It would have been the story of the year. And his son, Donald Trump Jr., responded to that tweet less than an hour ago. He said, in Obama's defense, he's probably including the deep state, the Islamic state, etc., etc. So I'll let that one slide. This was former President Barack Hussein Obama the first time around when he was trying to become the leader of the not-so-free-after-he-was-done world.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
Oh, Mr. Soon-to-be-President, I'm George Stephanopoulos. I know I'm supposed to be a neutral news guy, but I'm your press agent, and I've got to remind you, I worked for the Clintons, you know. I got to remind you, you're a Christian now, sir. You are a Christian now. Is there any wonder that there has been so much uncertainty about the history of Barack Hussein Obama? Yes, I wear the birther tag proudly. Proudly. Right here on Denver's only live local conservative call-in show at 722-303-696-1971. We'll give some updates. Some additional lives have been lost in the hurricane. It's now a tropical storm, Florence. And get right back to your calls when we come back. So I hope you'll stay with us. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on 710 KNUS.
Wow, the days of awe. Thinking about big things like hurricanes, like blue waves. Is a big blue wave coming in America, in Colorado? Let's talk with political insider Greg Brophy. And I want to pay tribute this high holiday season to my big brother, Bill Silverman. We'll do that in Craig's Lawyer's Lounge. Please don't miss it.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
All right, to all of our listeners out there who are age 75 or older and own a $100,000 life insurance policy or larger, I want you to get a pen and I want you to write this information down. If you're age 75 or older and have a $100,000 or larger life policy, did you know you can convert that life policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. Now, I know the economy's been a struggle for many. People need cash. They need it right away. And you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75, you have a $100,000 or larger life policy, I want you to write this number down. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Get rid of those insurance premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash. Write this number down. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever. Call 844-WEBUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Attention, Colorado veterans. You've heard me warn that the banks are not your friends. These same big banks that took $700 million in government bailouts are the ones that daily turn down refinances to Colorado vets, saying that their credit is not good enough. This chaps my hide, as the VA doesn't even set a minimum FICO score. Have you been turned down on a VA refi? I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, and I am proud to say that every week we get veterans approved after they've been turned down by the big banks, even with credit issues and even with scores in the 500s. I want to prove it to you. If you are a Colorado veteran that's been turned down on your refi, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation, and we will buy you a pizza dinner tonight just for your time. No obligation, no pressure. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900. Or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Last year, the snow amounts, well, we'll face it, a little dismal. But the El Nino is forming in the Pacific, and here it comes. This year promises to be a lot different, very different. So get ready for snowy commutes, slick roads, and probably some of the best ski conditions in years. At least you can travel in style. Get yourself down to Medved Cadillac, the model year-end clearance event. John Medved has amazing offers on 2018 all-wheel drive Cadillac Escalade Sport Utilities. These These are the best. The all-new snow-fighting all-wheel drive 2018 Cadillac XT5s. Luxury crossovers. Medved Cadillac. Incredible opportunities in every 2018 all-wheel drive ATS and CT6 sedans in stock. 2019 models are on the way. Act now. These offers won't last. Go to MedvedCadillac.com. View all of their offers or stop by and just visit them. Brace yourself. Winter's coming. Medved has your Cadillac. Model year-end clearance event only at Medved Cadillac. Minutes away on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling. Exit Ward. Exit the giant Medved Autoplex. You can shop online. MedvedCadillac.com.
Attention homeowners. Many folks think with high demand for construction and remodeling that quality craftsmen and service are hard to find. Not true with DeckTech. As Colorado's leading custom deck and outdoor room specialist for nearly 30 years, at DeckTech, we are proud of the many long-term deck specialists we employ. From functional appealing custom design to final finish, you get reliable, premium craftsmanship and top-quality professional service from our experienced team. With decks and outdoor living increasing in value, DeckTech offers the full range of products and services, from unique custom outdoor rooms with deck, patio, and roof elements to high-quality wood deck repair, refinishing, and maintenance. Increased demand and diminished supply has made quality wood decks more desirable than ever, and DeckTech understands the value and cost savings of restoring and improving your deck. If your deck was professionally built and you would like to regain your deck's appeal, contact DeckTech for an evaluation by calling 303-277-1550 or visit us at decktech.com.
Craig Silverman here with good news and bad news. Bad news first, okay, you're going to die. The good news, not right now. Maybe in a half hour, maybe in half a century. Nobody knows. And more good news. I know Michael Bailey, and he wants to meet you. Michael's my estate planning lawyer. Same for Trish. Michael's terrific, affordable, and easy to talk to. Michael came to our place to meet. He'll do the same for you. Prepare for the worst by hiring the best. Michael Bailey, 720-394-6887. Online at mblaw-llc.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to
do. All right. I know. We got to get in here. 728. Good morning. Welcome back to Denver's only live local conservative call in radio show on your Saturday mornings, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. I am your pumped up, passionate purveyor of principled patriotism. Randy Corcoran, Adam Walker is here. 303-696-1971. As we still struggle to make 60 degrees, we're supposed to hit 90 today. Sun is up, a gorgeous morning, not a cloud in the sky. I was caught up in a little bit of the hurricane, now Tropical Storm Florence drama yesterday because I was stuck on a tarmac for a couple of hours. The plane, the puddle jumper that I was on that was supposed to get me to Dallas and make a connecting flight back to Denver, couldn't take off because they shut down ground activity in Dallas. And so it looks like there was some weather around the Dallas airport, plus all of these planes that can't get to the East Coast due to the big storm. Just everything was backed up, and the ramifications of this kind of a storm are so very significant. And, of course, the left, following the philosophy of Rahm Emanuel, the failed mayor of Chicago, former Obama assistant in the White House, chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. He sure didn't do very much about the crisis of black-on-black killing, these slaughtering murder rates in Chicago. Didn't do anything to make a difference there. That's why he's not running for a third term. He is stepping down. But the left loves to talk about every crisis, talk about all of their lofty ideas and ideals that are going to change things. Never, ever do they want to own up for the results. Ever. Ever since Donald Trump became the nominee, and right up to the election, and especially between election and Inauguration Day, and every day since, Russia, 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 collusion, collusion, collusion. All the wheels were placed in motion to set up a special prosecutor with unlimited authority to try and find some crime somewhere from somebody who could flip on Donald Trump. And when they got Paul Manafort for failing to register some tax crimes from long, long before his affiliation with Donald Trump, they thought, this is it. Now, apparently, that same investigation that scooped up Paul Manafort may be turning its sights on a former Obama White House counsel. His name is Greg Craig. Yep, not making that up. Greg Craig. Part of an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent. I wonder how much that had to do with the Trump presidency and the Trump collusion with Russia. All that's happening. Paul Manafort now makes a plea deal. And I immediately get an email from the Democrat Party saying, going down the list of people who are somehow in some ancillary way affiliated with Donald Trump, who have pled guilty to a crime, taken a plea bargain. George Papadopoulos will serve 14 days in jail. This was the big ticket to Russian collusion, the big ticket into all of the chicanery, the way the Russians influenced our elections and changed the vote counts. I wonder what the excuse will be in November when the blue wave doesn't happen and Republicans continue to stay in the majority. But even NPR Politics, when they posted the information about the latest Paul Manafort deal with special counsel Robert Mueller to avoid a second trial, Paul Manafort has also agreed to cooperate with the special counsel and to forfeit properties in New York and Virginia, as well as bank accounts and an insurance policy. Paul Manafort's cooperation agreement with the special counsel does not include matters involving the Trump campaign, according to a person familiar with the case. Does not include matters involving the Trump campaign. These newspapers, these leftists, the New York Times ran their story about Nikki Haley, $50,000 curtains in her apartment where she stays, I think, in New York. $50,000 curtains. Unbelievable. The waste, the extravagance, the extreme waste of taxpayer dollars by these Trump. Oh, wait. Those curtains were bought during the Obama administration. Oops. This is the other thing, of course. You get these headlines, and then the apologies are back on page 13 below the fold in a small section next to a big ad. It's just such a joke. You and I have to remain strong, be of good heart and good cheer, and fight like heck for these next 52 days right here in Colorado. It may mean sending a little money to Ted Cruz or some Republican House members. And I'm not sending money to Mike Kaufman. I'm going to vote for him. My big goal is to maintain majority in the Republican House of Representatives, which means voting for the Republicans, even the ones who are a major disappointment. But there are plenty of people out there in good contested races who will fight for you, who will add to the growing number of conservatives in the Congress and in the House that deserve your support. Do some homework. Spend some time. Go to teapartypatriots.org. All of the action items there. Who to help. Petitions to sign. How to use your home phone as a dialer into the states of where there are contested races that we can win with true conservatives. All of those tools are available to us. And it is time to saddle up. Just imagine imagine how the Democrats felt. All you got to do is watch their faces on the night of the election of President Donald J. Trump. Imagine how they felt the day after. What else could I have done? Do not. We could lose in November. There's no question. The polls say it's so. History says it's so. But this economy, the strength and power of America, the fight that is in this president, make it seem less and less likely to me. The computer modelers, the predictors of these things who've been so right for so long, say Republicans are going to pick up seats. Believe that and go out and fight like this election is the most important election of your lifetime, because it's darn close. It is certainly the most important midterm of our lifetimes, because without maintaining the House, and even 538 and Nate Silver and other groups are saying the Republicans will hold on to the Senate, very favorable map for them, should be some pickups in the Senate. It's the House that protects the future of the Trump agenda. And if you want to keep rolling, we got to fight and win. And that enthusiasm trickles down to our state elections. Stop the radical Jared Polis. We do not want to wake up on November the 7th and say, gosh, I did not do everything that I could. Gary's got some thoughts on the election. Gary in Denver, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I separate. First of all, I'm a fiscal conservative and probably a little more liberal when it comes to social issues. But I separate the election for governor from the election for the federal Senate and Congress. I definitely will not vote for Jared Polis, because the one issue that's completely ludicrous is universal health care. And so I focus on the policy. So, but that's different. The governor race is different because that has a direct impact on me. As far as the Senate and the House, I'm ready to put the brakes on Trump. I like some of his policies thus far, but as far as I can see from this point forward, I'd like to create gridlock so that he can't do any harm. I don't think the second half of his presidential term will change things the way the first half did. He's done what we need him to do, and now he's simply dangerous.
Well, give me an idea, Gary. It's a fascinating call of what's dangerous. What Trump policy do you feel will pose a danger to the country if the Trump agenda is allowed to continue for two more years?
Tariffs. A second part to the tax code, additional changes to the tax code, which I understand thoroughly because I happen to work for the IRS. His potential to get us into wars because of his erratic nature. Those are just three.
So you want to see him impeached so that he's distracted?
No.
And can't know?
No.
Okay.
I want to create gridlock. I want the Senate or the House or both to be Democratic to create gridlock. Impeachment, we know, is virtually impossible.
Well, to successfully convict him, certainly. But the Democrats have said, and Maxine Waters, the largest, most vocal mouthpiece for the Democrat Party right now, continues to pound on every corner, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And so we know if the Democrats take the House with that majority, I mean, do you believe that they will then file impeachment documents against the president?
To me, it's a moot point because it'd have to go through the Senate. I'm not counting on impeachment. My point is that I want to create gridlock. That's a more efficient and likely way for me to put the brakes on Mr. Trump.
Did you like one of the things you mentioned was the first round of tax cuts? Have you appreciated, liked, favor the results of that so far? You said you were fiscally conservative.
No, I'm neutral on those. I think the deficit it created is terrible. It's only going to get worse. I don't think that the benefit that trickled down to the lower and middle class is what he said. When you consider inflation, interest rates, state taxes, I think the net is a loss to most middle class and lower class individuals and families.
Well, you know, the latest statistics is that blue collar wages are surging now as well. Even the liberal economist is admitting it. Blue collar wages surging. They ask, of course, can it last? But it is so-called trickling down. The economy is on fire. There are more jobs than there are people to take them, Gary.
And what's going on with inflation and interest rates and the deficit?
I understand. The Republicans have been absolutely silent on the deficit, but I think you've got to stimulate economic activity and then start trimming spending. And
Well, then.
But, yeah.
I think the interest rates, inflation, and the deficit, the growing deficit, and is going to more than offset any tax savings. You got to look at the whole thing.
Well, we're
saying it's going to get better. It's not going to get better. Interest rates are going to continue to go higher. The CPI is continue to increase, and the deficit is going to continue to balloon.
Gary, it's a thoughtful call. We're at the break. I'll leave you with the last word, and thanks very much for listening to the show. Well, I don't get it with these. I guess he's not entirely a leftist, but why do they just dump on us when I'm trying to be? Adam's back there just laughing. All right. Well, we've got more callers. We'll see if we can end them as politely as I always try to. Don't just hang up. 303-696-1971. Right now it's 742. I'm Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
CBS News Special Report. Florence, now a tropical storm, is blamed for at least 7 deaths. Center of the storm right now over eastern South Carolina, 50-mile-an-hour winds, moving in a west-southwesterly direction.
The maximum winds are lowering. They're now down to 50 miles per hour, so tropical storm still. But the big problems here with Florence continue to now, really from here on out, is just the very heavy rains that we expect, really catastrophic flooding across North and South Carolina.
Meteorologist John Cangelosi with Wilmington, North Carolina Mayor Bill Saffo is urging storm evacuees in his state not to rush back to their homes. A tree crushed a home in his city.
The father was transported to the hospital. There was 3 in the house, and crews did a tremendous job trying to get those folks out of there, but unfortunately the mother and the young child we lost.
Most of Wilmington in the dark, nearly 1 million customers in the Carolinas without power. CBS News Special Report. I'm Gary Nunn.
Matt Dunn here. On Sunday, tropical storm fallout and the steady drip of fresh new texts from Peter Strzok. Florence delayed the declassify, but hopefully not for long. Plus, Papadopoulos unleashed against those meddling Brits. The 6 Ways from Sunday crowd running scared. See you on Sunday.
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. Sunday evenings from 5 to 8 on News Talk 710. KNUS.
It's always Truck Month at Stevenson Chevrolet, Denver's oldest Chevy dealer, with a reputation for the best selection, service, and value. The 2019 Silverados have arrived, so the 2018 sell-down has begun, bringing the biggest discounts of the year. Right now, Silverados start at just $23,999, and now through October 1st, save up to $13,000 on all 2018 Silverado Crew Cab All-Stars. Looking for a new Colorado? Choose from over 60 new Colorados in stock. Work trucks, double cabs, crew cabs, light-duty and heavy-duties, gas or diesel, with over 200 trucks available. Stevenson has a truck for everyone. Stevenson Chevrolet is a Colorado original, locally owned and operated for over 55 years. You'll save time and money on your next Chevy at Stevenson Chevrolet. When you think Chevy, think Stevenson Chevrolet. Located at I-70 and West Colfax in Lakewood. Stop by or find them online at StevensonChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads. Offers include Chevrolet incentives and $499.50 delivery and handling charge. Save $13,000 on stock number 85741. $23,999 offer on stock number 85629. Savings based on MSRP. Must take delivery by 10-1-2018. See Stevenson Chevrolet for details.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Pat Boone again. And I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now. Until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain. And let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise. And the three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone anytime. Anywhere. Message and data rates apply. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Sun is up. We're shooting to cross. Can we say shooting? Is that as bad as shekels? Eric Trump said shekels, and the left came unglued. Anyway, welcome back. We got about 5 minutes till the top of the hour break, so we're going to get all of our phone calls out of the way. First, a quick email from Kathy. Good morning, Randy. Thank you for you and your great callers who support the tough truths, which are honorable, and for the clear understanding of what the far less disgraceful words and behaviors are supporting, which are Marxist and godless. Thank you, and God bless all of you and us with victory over the far left. Right on, Kathy. Thank you very, very much. You can email the show by going to 710canus.com. Click on shows. Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Big red button says email the show. Love to get your emails, even the critical ones. Got some texters who are taking issue with the last caller, Gary, saying he's not a conservative, sounds more like a liberal Democrat, and there are some things, more things I could have said to Gary, if we'd had some time, about his kind of contradictory positions. The tax cuts are great, but now the deficit's going up, it's going to get worse, and I want to stop it all with gridlock. I don't know about that. Let's see what Karen has to say. Karen in Arvada, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi. You were talking earlier about the Democratic ads and, of course, brought up Obama and Kavanaugh. And I'm looking. Do you notice these people are such on the left are such liars themselves. They're calling every time there's an ad against them, they go, this is untrue. And Crow calling Mike Kaufman a Trumpster when he's been anti-Trump, a never Trumpster from the beginning. Everybody knows that. And, Polis saying, oh, this isn't true. I paid all my taxes. And to prove it, I'm going to have the Denver Post back me up with their investigation. When have they ever investigated anything real? And then you got Obama last weekend going on, well, you know why the economy is so good? It has to do with my administration of poor moves on his part. How would that have ever happened? It would have never happened. And the other thing, Dianne Feinstein, I moved here 10 years ago from California. Dianne Feinstein trying to drag up something or invent something on Kavanaugh about something he did when he was in high school. Let's talk about Feinstein and how she has used her position to enrich her family and herself. You know, it just makes me so angry. These Democrats, they point the finger. It's like misdirection. Look over here at these people. Don't look at me too closely because you might see the truth. You know, it just irritates me.
Yeah, and it's time, instead of us always defending the attacks against us, that we just flip that around and point out that wasn't it Feinstein who had the Chinese driver, the Chinese spy driver
yes,
for 20 years?
And that
years?
Just happened. Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah,
and I think she knew it.
Absolutely.
And here's a woman that runs around with a loaded gun in her purse, and she doesn't want anybody to have guns.
Hypocrites, hypocrites all. Karen, thank you very much. Thanks very much for listening to the show. Let's get to Dan in Colorado Springs before we run out of time. Dan, good morning. Thank you.
How you doing? Quick comment first before I get into my point. I don't think I'll be able to run for any kind of political office because I was shopping for a car the other day, and I said to my wife, wow, that's a lot of dinero.
Yep, that's it, man. You are a racist. Eric Trump referred to shekels, and the left came unglued.
Yep, so I'm done when that comes out.
Yep.
But, I also want to comment on your guy, Gary. Amazing how concerned he was about the deficit, and the deficit grew more under Obama than all the 43 presidents before him combined. And Gary didn't seem to be too concerned about that.
Yeah, and, you know, Donald Trump signed that huge spending bill last year grudgingly, and he said so, to get funding for the military. And strengthening the military has already had an impact on our negotiations with China, North Korea, Iran. All of those things, you have to look at them globally, not just individually. Donald Trump has said he won't sign another omnibus bill, and I plan to hold him to it.
Yeah, we're a lot more likely to pay down the deficit, you know, with a good economy than we are to tax our way out of the deficit.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean we don't need to stop spending. Republicans are huge spenders, but that's why we have to send more and more fiscal conservatives to the House and the Senate. Dan, before we got to go, we're up against the hard break at the top of the hour. Before we have to go, what's your prediction for November 6th?
I don't think it's I think just like the election and the Brexit exit and the Hillary election, I think they're overhyping all the stats. And I don't think it's going to be as bad as the left is predicting. I think we'll do okay.
Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling in from Colorado Springs. Have a great morning.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've only got a few seconds to go. So, Fred, everybody else, sit tight. 303-696-1971 if you'd like to get on board for next hour. In the next hour, we will also be giving a ticket away, a free ticket to the Lincoln Day dinner in Adams County with special speaker Derek Wilbur, the founder of the Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party, American Conservatives of Color, now putting college students in with conservative legislators in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you all about it when we stay back and many more of your phone calls at 303-696-1971. Wake up with Randy Corcoran on 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.